USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Former President Donald Trump is anticipating an indictment in the coming days.
Trump, who's under investigation for his alleged role in a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels, who claims she had an affair with him, says he expects to be arrested on Tuesday. His lawyer says the former president would surrender if he's indicted on criminal charges by a Manhattan grand jury. Trump, on his Truth Social platform, called for protests, saying, "Take our nation back." He has insisted that he did not commit any crime. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Almost 200 banks risk the same fate as Silicon Valley Bank.
That's according to a recent study from the Social Science Research Network. The study found that 186 banks across the country could collapse if half of their depositors make a bank run. It also said that even insured depositors at those at-risk banks could face issues getting their money if the same type of quick withdrawals happen.
That's Dave Collins reporting. Wyoming is set to become the first state to ban abortion bills. The bill, signed yesterday by Republican Governor Mark Gordon, outlaws the prescription, distribution, sale, or use of any drug for the purpose of procuring or performing an abortion on any person. The measure, which takes effect on July 1st, makes exceptions for rape, incest, or if the mother's life is in danger. Russian President Vladimir Putin is marking the 9th anniversary of the annexation of Crimea. He traveled to the Black Sea Peninsula today and visited a children's center and art school. The visit comes a day after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Putin, accusing him of war crimes. The court accused Putin of illegally deporting children from Ukraine. Putin has yet to comment on the arrest warrant. Team USA is continuing its World Baseball Classic title defense. The Americans taking on Venezuela in the tournament quarterfinals. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the problem. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Data shows it's not costing as much to purchase a home.
Some brighter news for home buyers. Mortgage rates dropped this week in the wake of several bank failures, reversing course after rising half a percentage point over the past month. But longer-term uncertainty is expected to hamper many home buyers and keep the cost of buying unaffordable for many. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.60% in the week ending March 16th, down from 6.73% the week before. And that's according to data from Freddie Mac that was released Thursday. A year ago, the 30-year fixed rate was 4.16%. I'm Skip Kelly.
There is a frozen fruit recall due to possible hepatitis A contamination. The recall involves an organic tropical fruit blend sold at Trader Joe's nationwide and organic strawberries sold under five different brand names. No illnesses have been reported. Runners are getting ready for the 38th annual Los Angeles Marathon. The event will kick off tomorrow morning at 6:30 at Dodger Stadium, and it winds its way through downtown L.A., Echo Park, Hollywood, and Westwood before finishing in Century City. Another day, another upset at the NCAA men's basketball tournament. This time, top seed Kansas falls to eighth seed Arkansas, 72-71 in second round action. The motion picture studio, originally known as Movietone City, is about to get a $1.5 billion facelift. The Fox studio lot plans to build a new production facility and a 30-story high rise along Avenue of the Stars in Century City. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.